Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
February 21st. 7 o'clock America, New York. It's the geopolitics, stupid. The jury is out about whether we are heading towards a new U.S.-led bipolar order or a tripolar free-for-all. February 21st. 6:57 America, New York. British Airways blames luggage delays on high winds. The airline says continuous high winds are making it difficult to offload passengers' luggage. February 21st. 6:34 America, New York. Home buyers facing soaring asking prices. A near £8,000 price rise between January and February is the highest for 20 years, says Rightmove. February 21st. 6:30 America, New York. Luca Dell'Anna on compulsion, self-deception, and the brain. Why do people eat too much even when they don't want to? Why are there so many bad managers? And why might anti-vaxxers be useful? Luca Dell'Anna, author of The Control Heuristic, thinks the answers to all of these questions are in our heads, or rather in our basal ganglia. February 21st. 6:30 America, New York, USD, ZAR forecast, big week ahead for the Rand. Important events are scheduled this week for the South African Rand, including unemployment data and national budget speech, while USD, ZAR moves higher on geopolitics. February 21st. 6:10 America, New York, rich nation's $60 billion pledges to developing countries fall short of expectations. Pandemic recovery donations from G20's special drawing rights fail to reach $100 billion target. February 21st. 6:04 America, New York, UK business activity expands at fastest rate since June. Rebound in growth driven by spending on travel and leisure, PMI survey shows. February 21st. 5:35 America, New York, Arab rulers and spy chiefs stashed millions in Swiss bank. A leak of account data from Credit Suisse revealed the holdings of powerful figures across the Middle East, raising new questions about self-dealing. Sultan Qaboos bin Said of Oman, pictured in 2005, had two Credit Suisse accounts, one that held nearly $126 million in 2003 and another that held $57 million in 2015, according to the data leak. February 21st. 5:30 America, New York, Tesla planned to open its first European gigafactory last summer. It's still waiting. The electric vehicle maker says the plant's machines are installed and have been producing pre-production test vehicles, but without the permit to operate commercially, the plant can't increase and sell its vehicles. February 21st. 5:30 America, New York, exodus from bond funds as mitigating stock market swoon. Even as the stock market struggles to gain momentum, investors concerned about interest rates are finding there are few other attractive options to put their cash to work. February 21st. 5:30 America, New York, for white-collar workers, it's prime time for a raise. Pay increases for people in business and professional sectors are starting to outpace gains for lower-wage workers. February 21st. 5:18 America, New York, Meituan shows China tech isn't delivering yet. Investors had hoped that the new year would bring a reprieve from the regulatory crackdown that punished shares in 2021. Those hopes may have been premature. February 21st. 5:06 America, New York, COVID rules, workers face terrible choice, says TUC. An expected change in rules in England could hit low-paid workers, the trade union says. February 21st. 5:02 America, New York, how Europeans are responding to exorbitant gas and power bills. High energy prices in Europe are upending people's lives. While some are installing solar panels, others are stoking their wood-burning stoves. Some people are now using wood to heat their homes. February 21st. 5 o'clock America, New York, UK services sector boosts PMI data just as PM plans to remove COVID restrictions. The UK services sector accelerated the most since June 2021 and could receive a further boost as the Prime Minister announces plans to scrap COVID restrictions. February 21st. 5 o'clock America, New York, black farmers fear foreclosure as debt relief remains frozen. Lawsuits from white farmers have blocked $4 billion of pandemic aid that was allocated to black farmers in the American Rescue Plan. I trusted the government that we had a deal, and down here at the end of the day, The rug gets pulled out from under me, said Brandon Smith, a cattle rancher in Bastrop, Tex. February 21, 4 o'clock America, New York, Japanese yen price outlook, USD, JPY cloudy ahead of US-Russia summit. Presidents Biden and Putin are set to meet this week to discuss the situation in Eastern Europe, taking the heat out of risk assets for the time being. February 21, 3:36 America, New York, stock futures rise amid Russia-Ukraine tensions. U.S. stock futures and European equities rose as President Biden agreed to meet Russia's President Vladimir Putin if Moscow pulls back from a potential attack of Ukraine. February 21, 2:47 America, New York, model this Afghanistan policy. But in both the sanctions and the seizures, you can see an almost Kafkaesque madness in the American position. They are expending all this effort to ameliorate the consequences of a sanctions regime they are implementing. February 21, 2:31 America, New York, euro up, crude oil prices down as China sounds off on Ukraine crisis. The euro rose alongside U.S. stock futures while gold, crude oil and the U.S. dollar fell as China weighed in against Russian military action in Ukraine. Fed rate hike bets also eased. February 21, 2:10 America, New York, Atlassian co-founder wants to buy Australia's biggest polluter to make it greener. AGL Energy rejected a takeover proposal valued at more than $3.5 billion from Mike Cannon Brooks and Canada's Brookfield Asset Management, who want to shut AGL's coal-fired power plants ahead of schedule. February 21, 1 o'clock America, New York, gold prices fall as Biden and Putin agree to talk on Ukraine, ETF inflows. Gold prices fell from the $1,900 mark as the U.S. and Russian presidents agreed to join a summit to discuss the Ukraine crisis. Gold ETFs registered net inflows for 2 weeks in a row, underscoring R. February 21, 0:53 America, New York, McDonald's pig policy fight escalates with board nominations. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn says how the animals are reared for products as obscene. February 21, 0:24 America, New York, first FT, Biden and Putin agree, in principle, to Ukraine summit. Plus, Queen Elizabeth tests positive for COVID-19 and Boris Johnson to outline, living with COVID, strategy.